crowd like we had tonight. That really, helps us, and our guys appreciate the support, and hopefully we can continue to build on that. Defensively, I thought we'd continue to hopefully build and improve there. I thought the activity for really long stretches of the game was very good, and the guards' activity rebounding was very good. I think we had some, our bench came in and really gave us some separation in that second quarter. It was good to see that unit play well. And then, individually, a couple guys, Jeff Teague, obviously finishing the game off, and I think Al Horford getting him back and getting him healthy and on the court makes a big difference for us. So, but we'll look at the film, and there'll be lots to work on, I'm sure.
Al seemed to have a much better look, obviously, starting early.
Yeah, no, I think, he's getting more of a rhythm. I think, even though he didn't have a lot of boards tonight, he goes up and gets some big ones, some important ones in his length. And, I think he's getting more comfortable on the offensive end and finding ways where he can contribute. And, I think his jumper, he's a great mid-range shooter, and, he'll continue to work on that. And, he's a player that's going to help our offense a lot.
For DeMarcus, the free throw line just scored 6 straight.
Well, I think the league is such a, at the end of games, there's a lot of pick and rolls, and, you just, to a certain degree, we have to take what the defense gives us, and Jeff had some opportunities to make some shots, and if they take him away, we feel like we've got Paul or Al, we've got the court spaced, and, it's not any different for us. When teams put us in pick and rolls, it's hard to guard, and you got to make tough decisions, and Jeff was excellent in closing out the game.
Any more questions?
All right, thanks.